I remember when last year my friend told me about the scariest movie he has seen in a while. I responded that although I adore anything movie related, absolutely can't handle horror movies. I just get too scared. His answer was quite surprising though. He said that the scary movie he's talking about is not a horror movie. It's a Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma. I love documentaries. What is it about then? I asked. He said that he won't tell me anything, but I have to watch it. So I did, and it was scary, really scary. It's a movie about data and how the big tech corporation use it to their financial advantage. It tells a story about data and how it can influence the reality we live in. A quote from The Social Dilemma that lives in my head rent-free goes more or less that the only drug and social media customers are called users. Simply put, social media is a drug, and if the product is free, you're the product. Then recently I have read The Little Book of Data and Democracy by Kyle Taylor. The book goes about the same issue as the Netflix doc, data market. The big corporations sell our data to advertisers and that threatens the democracies. Why? In my country we have a saying that if you don't know what's going on, it's probably about money. Because the big tech strives to put us in echo chambers, so we will spend more time online and give more time real estate for advertisers. Taylor says that because every Twitter feed, Facebook wall, etc. is a different and customized to user, we live in our own realities, the echo chamber. We see and read what we want to see and read, what gives us joy, but maybe and most importantly scares us and makes us angry. You know, two driving forces to buy these new coffee filters on Amazon and also vote for politicians that address them. This quite disturbing information made me think, how much do I use my phone, my tablet, my laptop? How much time do I spend on the screen? Air quotes here. On that miserable note, I would like to invite you to listen to a short conversation I, Jan Kiszowara, had with my friend Ernestas. It is quite light-hearted and not that depressing, I promise. We talk about some bare data, again, air quotes, of our screen time and then come up with some conclusions. Audio may differ here and there, but stick with us. Thanks and enjoy. Hi, I'm Jan Kiszowara, and I'm back with my next podcast for Net Navigators. And with me, once again, is Ernestas. Ernestas, can you quickly introduce yourself?
Of course, Jan. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me for yet another one of your interesting podcasts. I'm Ernest. I'm currently also a student, but right now I'm doing my internship. So.
All right, thank you very much for being here, Nestas. And our next topic, our today's topic, is basically our digital well-being, or at least that's how it's called on Samsung devices. What I mean by that is we're gonna go through our daily usage of, in Nestas' case, just a phone, or phone, maybe it's not only just a phone, but a phone.
The
and
phone.
In my case, my devices that I use, which is my phone, my tablet, and my computer, my laptop. So we're gonna go through weekly usage, we're gonna go through daily usage, we're gonna just see, or like basically go by usage basis, we're gonna go through our top three apps, and then we're gonna just go with our personal feelings about it, and just basically conclude it. So that's the podcast for today, let's start.
Sure, sounds good.
Yeah, so let's go on our applications. And then I think for you listeners, it's pretty easy because I'm almost sure every operating system, every mobile operating system has this function in the settings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have which phone, Ernestas?
I have Huawei and it does have it. But before that, I had Samsung. It also had the function.
Yeah,
and
I have.
Phone, I think. Pretty.
Exactly. I have a function. I have a Samsung, and on Samsung, the function is called digital well-being. So let's go maybe first through our weekly usage.
Sure.
So we're going for the week 1st November to 7th of November because it was the first day of new block.
Okay, it's Introyan. As I said, the audio may differ because also I need to add some words here and there or some phrases or maybe some explanations. So Here we jump straight into introduction of ourselves after defining the period of our data fact checking, basically. Okay, let's go further. Maybe first introduce ourselves. So basically, we're gonna show you how we go with our lives. What do we do really quickly? Like basically, what are your obligations?
Of course, I can begin. Well, basically, my daily routine begins by me opening my laptop because I do part remote, part in the office. So I don't, during the first 8 hours of the day, I do not use my phone that much. I use it more afterwards. But I also had an exam period last month, so it was even less usage of my phone. So I think right now during the November, it's a bit more than it usually is because
I'm okay. just started. So basically you have work and the internship, and that's what your basically your focus as an obligation, as the things you have to actually contribute hours to go to. But you also work, right, Ernestus?
Yeah, but I also work. So I think that leaves less time for me with the phone.
Exactly. Okay. For me, it's a major, my minor, digital humanities, and work also, basically. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So let's go through the first week of the second block. And can you begin maybe? What was your weekly usage?
So my weekly usage was 16 hours and 26 minutes. And the main program I used was Instagram. So I used it for 6 hours and 2 minutes. Well, this is not daily, this is weekly. Also, WhatsApp was 2 hours and Chrome. And I think for the Google, I used it mostly for the just searching functions or whatsoever. So
basically your internet browser.
Yeah, it's my internet
browser.
So
Instagram, WhatsApp and Instagram is internet browser. And this, you said 16 hours per week. So it counts for 2 hours per day, more or less.
Approximately, I think so too.
All right. So for me, my weekly usage was just over 8 hours for the first week of November. It was 1 hour, 30 minutes exactly per day,
mm-hmm.
Which was actually 25 minutes less than last week's average, previous week's average. So basically, for me, the top three apps with weekly usage of them, mm-hmm. it's 3 hours for Twitter, 1 hour, 17 minutes for WhatsApp, and for my internet browser, I had 50 minutes. So basically, Twitter, Exchange, or Instagram. So this is basically our social media. Go to social media app. Then we have WhatsApp, so communication and internet. All right. For me also, daily. Okay, hi, introduction yet again. We had some statistics, as I mentioned in the info. Some bird data, and now we will talk about one app we can't live without and see if this app even like appears on the top three used apps list in the first week of November. So yeah, buckle in and we go further with the interview.
Oh, well, if I look through the statistics of time usage, I would say Instagram. But I think I could live without it because I did try it like social media detox, which I think everybody should do it from time to time. I think I couldn't live without WhatsApp because I use it as my main communications tool. And I communicate regarding the work, relationships, and so on. So this would be the main app I couldn't live without.
Right. For me, it's absolutely my my calendar. My agenda, I just like can't live without, but also I understand why it's not in my top three because it's a calendar. So I just basically go there, check something, and the most time I spend on it is probably from somewhere from 30 to 45 seconds when I just actually write down something in my calendar. So I kind of understand it. So basically your one app that you're addicted to was in your top three. Mine would be really difficult if it was actually. So I spend on average basically 2 minutes per day on calendar, which is also pretty, you know, I was pretty surprised about it. Okay, so as I said before, I'm gonna also check or give you some info about my weekly usage on the laptop and on the tablet. So basically it's 5 hours daily,
mm-hmm.
For these two devices in a week, so it gives 35 hours more per week. So basically it runs up to 40 hours for me.
considering also that I note on my tablet, I also watch some lectures or rewatch some lectures on my laptop. So I guess some of it is university related, but it's still 40 mm-hmm. hours of my week. For you, how much was it?
I think, well, that's a good question. For my phone, it's only 16, but I do spend a lot of time on my computer, but it's only work related. So I think mainly Outlook and that kind, but it should be approximately 30 hours with the computer, 30 plus, something like that, and then 16 with the phone. So yeah, we're doing 40 hours a week.
40 hours a week on devices. Again, granted, like most of it is either for work or university, or also some of like a lot of the time, for example, spent on your phone, and my computer was on Spotify, which we basically only listen to. Okay, it's me again. Basically, I wanted to conclude the short segment we had with Ernestas about the app and how much time we actually spent on the screen. So turns out it's a lot, but again, we are both students, so it's university related, as we mentioned. And before we jump into conclusions, I think it's pretty interesting that we both will talk about an idea of social media detox. And I'm just wondering maybe how many of you had a similar idea about the social media detox because of the abundance of the social media and of the people in our life. Now I will use the phrase bird data again, because I think that's my favorite phrase. And yeah, let's go continue with the conversation. Okay, so that was some bird data for you. And now let's jump into conclusions. What do we think about our daily usage? I have for you two questions. First, some overall thoughts about this data. And secondly, are you surprised? Are you surprised that in this day and age you use, let's say, what, six and a half to 7 hours a day a device?
I think I am. Even though I realize that I do work a lot with my computer, and I think I'm mostly surprised by the usage of my phone. It's 16 hours, and it's quite a lot. And the programs that I use, well, I think that one of the most important for me programs like WhatsApp or maybe like Outlook to see my calendar, but I use 6 or 7 hours with Instagram, which is not a necessity for me. And right now, because I saw it, I think I'm probably start to use it less, because before that I tried like social media detox. So basically use your phone as less as possible, and you use less social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and whatsoever. So I think I will definitely consider using less of the programs, and I think that would help me as well with my time planning and my busy schedule. So it is kind of nice to see it, the time usage that I have, but at the same moment I see it as a waste of time, because it doesn't give me more benefit. And what do you think, Jan?
Well, I'm not that surprised, Ernestas, about my daily usage, to be honest, because as I said, I don't note on paper. I do notes on my laptop usually, and so I do get it. And then, you know, rewatching lectures, whatever, like even work for university assignments, everything is now online, so it makes sense. And I'm not surprised about my weekly and daily usage, but I am baffled how much hours it actually takes per week. And that's why I'm really happy that you mentioned the digital detox, right? Because from this week, I started to do like a November challenge for myself, and just to have 1 day completely offline without notifications from my phone. So I'm also not checking email on my computer. Just if I want to do something, I'm doing that. If I have to do something, I try to avoid it. I try to fit everything in the 6 other days. So that's my challenge after really long usage of devices. Okay, and on that note then, Ernestas, thank you very much for coming on once again. And
thank you, Jan. Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure to do a podcast with you once again. And till next time.
Goodbye.